I want to record a quick audio boo to talk about a very, very, very entertaining audio book I've been listening to at work. The last week or so has been unusually busy at work, to the point where I'm coming in early and staying considerably later and even working through lunches and that sort of thing. So at times like that, having a really good audiobook or podcast to listen to becomes doubly important, and I've found a great one. I believe the author is Robert Charles Wilson, I believe. And the book is called Spin, and it has been riveting, the entire thing. I won't spoil it for you, but just to sort of set you up with the general idea of the story is it follows three friends and does it so superbly. It's fantastic. Unfortunately, a lot of sort of higher concept sci-fi, I think, suffers from a lack of really solid characterization, and this just nails it completely. But it follows these three characters, told from the point of view of one individual, as I believe it's late fall evening, the stars in the sky disappear, and it's just replaced by black. What they learn is that Earth has been essentially shrouded in a sort of stasis field, and that outside of that stasis field, the rest of the universe appears to be whizzing by at roughly a year a second. And the entire story sort of spins around, no pun intended, from the ramifications of that. And it's going so much further than I ever anticipated when I started the story. It turns into an epic, epic story. Things that it would never have occurred to me that Earth has to face because of this problem. I won't go on about it because I really don't want to ruin it. I have so much enjoyed letting the story unfold, but I highly recommend it. Again, it's called Spin. I believe the author is Robert Charles Wilson. This kind of sci-fi, it's so far, it is easily one of my favorite sci-fi books that I've read. It's been that entertaining. But otherwise, I think that's pretty much all. I never know how to end these. But I'm going to kick back for the rest of the evening, I think, and watch a little Enterprise. Speaking of science fiction, I love the original show. Who didn't love the original Star Trek? I love The Next Generation. Really had no love for any of the other Star Trek spinoffs until I started watching Enterprise. And if you haven't caught it, Enterprise is a surprisingly good version of Star Trek. Really recommend it. It's actually pretty fantastic. But, okay, that's all my recommendations for the evening, I think.